صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام أتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طبعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. Today is the day of Arba'in. We wish we were there in Karbala. Do you have relatives or friends that are visiting Karbala at this moment? Imagine being with them. We envy them for having this opportunity, for being in Karbala, visiting the shrines of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas and Imam al-Husayn, saying their salams, performing ziyarat arba'in from near the dhariq of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Let's also try to remember and consider ourselves with the caravan of the family of Imam al-Husayn, which according to certain reports arrived in Karbala today. Consider yourself with the women and children when you perform this ziyarah. Ya Allah, we ask you to accept and to allow us to be in Karbala 1 year in Arba'in. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على ولي الله وحبيبه، السلام على خليل الله ونجيبه، السلام على صفي الله وابن صفيه، السلام على الحسين المظلوم الشهيد، السلام على أسير الكربات وقتيل العبرات. اللهم إني أشهد أنه وليك وابن وليك وبصيك وابن صفيك وصفيك وابن صفيك الفائز بكرامتك، أكرمته بالشهادة وحبوته بالسعادة واجتبيته بطيب الولادة وجعلته سيدا من السادة وقائدا من القادة وذائدا من الذادة وأعطيته مواريث الأنبياء وجعلته حجة على خلقك من الأوصياء فأعذر في الدعاء ومنح النصح. According to this ziyara, we're saying the Imam made all efforts to try to call people to the Word of God. Remember the day of Ashura, Abu Abdullah was still then trying to guide people. He said to them, O people, do you not know who I am? Do you not know I am the grandson of your prophet? I am the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib. I am the son of Fatima al-Zahra. Have I committed any crime to deserve being murdered? وبذل مهجته فيك. Imam al-Hussein, according to the ziyara, gave the blood of his heart for Allah. سلام الله عليك. One account says in Karbala, Harmala committed many crimes with the bow and arrow he had. He had these special arrows, and the point was specially designed that when the arrow goes into the body, it does not easily come out. They say, one account says, on the day of Ashura, when the Imam was all alone, fighting on the horse, he was tired, he stood somewhere on top of his horse. One of the enemies threw a stone at the forehead of the Imam, caused it to bleed. The Imam rolled up his shirt to wipe the blood off of his face. At this time, his chest was showing. Harmala took an arrow and shot it at the heart of the Imam. وبذل مهجته فيك ليستنقذ عبادك من الجهالة. He did all of that to save all people, to save you and I from ignorance, and to guide us وحيرة الضلالة. وقد توازر عليهم من غرت الدنيا وباع حظه بالأرض للأدنى وشرى آخرته بالثمن الأوكس وتغطرس وتردى في هوى وأسخطك وأسخط نبيك وأطاع من عبادك أهل الشقاق والنفاق وحملة الأوزار المستوجبين النار فجعلهم فيك صابرا محتسبا حتى سفك في طاعتك دمهم واستبيح حرم حريمهم. His household, his women, their dignity was not respected. One account says the mal'oonin, the enemies, when they had Imam al-Husayn tired and wounded, they were not sure that the Imam has died yet or not. They were afraid to go near. One of the mal'oons called attack the haram, the tents of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. They started to move towards the tents. They say Imam al-Husayn, who was on the ground in this time, tried to crawl up on his knees. Ya Shi'ata al-Abi Sufyan, followers of the son of Abu Sufyan, if you have no religion, at least be free men. I am still alive. How can you attack my family members? Allahumma la, Allahumma fal'anhum la'nan wabila wa'adhibuhum adhaban alima. As-salamu alayk. Consider yourself by the dhariha of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. As-salamu alayk ya ibn Rasulullah. As-salamu alayk ya ibn Sayyid al-Awsiya. أشهد أنك أمير الله وابن أمين عشت سعيدا ومضيت حميدا ومت فقيدا مظلوما شهيدا وأشهد ألا أن الله منجز ما وعدك ومهلك من خذلك ومعذب من قتلك وأشهد أنك وفيت بعهد الله وجاهدت في سبيله حتى أتاك اليقين فلعن الله من قتلك ولعن الله من ظلمك ولعن الله أمة سمعت بذلك فرضيت به. اللهم إني أشهدك أني ولي المن ولا. Let's pledge these words from the bottom of our heart. Ya Allah, we take you as witness. We befriend the friends of Imam al-Hussein. We consider his enemies to be ours. We want to protect the Imam. أني ولي لمن والاه وعدو لمن عاداه. بأبي أنت وأمي يا ابن رسول الله. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you, يا أبا عبد الله. What this means, brothers and sisters, is that we want to say to the Imam, from the bottom of our hearts, we wish we were there in Karbala. We wish we were there when they were throwing those arrows at you. We wish, I wish that arrow would have hit my heart instead of yours. I wish those swords would cut into my body instead of yours. I wish to have been like the companion who stood in front of Imam al-Hussein when the Imam was praying. When arrows came, this man with all bravery would see the arrows coming. He would try to use his shield, but some of them, the shield was not quick enough. He would move his body to hold and take the arrows. Imagine this man, imagine being in his place, falling to the ground, turning to the Imam, asking him, أفرضيت, are you pleased with me? Just seeing the smile of the Imam being pleased with us. بأبي أنت وأمي يا ابن رسول الله أشهد أنك كنت نورا في الأصلاب الشامخة والأرحام المطهرة لم تنجسك الجاهلية بأنجاسها ولم تلبسك المدلهمات من ثيابها وأشهد أنك من دعائم الدين وأركان المسلمين ومعقل المؤمنين وأشهد أنك الإمام البر التقي الرضي الزكي الهادي المهدي وأشهد أن الأئمة من ولدك كلمة التقوى وأعلام الهدى والعروة الوثقى والحجة على أهل الدنيا وأشهد أني بكم مؤمن وبإيابكم موقن بشرائع ديني وخواتيم عملي وقلبي لقلبكم سلم وأمري لأمركم متبع ونصرتي لكم عدا حتى يأذن الله لكم فمعكم معكم لا مع عدوكم. We want to be with Imam al-Hussein today, not with the enemies of the Imam. Salawatullahi alaykum wa ala arwahikum wa ala ajsadikum wa ala washahidikum ghaibikum wa zahirikum wa batinikum. آمين يا رب العالمين. صلوات الله على محمد. There's two rakaz salat al-ziyara that is very much recommended to recite.